Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. We're going to be talking about a very serious and yet very needful to understand issue today. I'm simply calling today's broadcast Voodoo Theology. Voodoo Theology. You'll understand it in the process of time. But let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions or comments. And with this very serious subject today, I'm encouraging you to call. Ask your biblical theological questions in relationship to the subject and the issue that we're discussing today. And I think that it'll be right informative and challenging to every listener to this broadcast today. Pick up the telephone and call your friends, relatives, neighbors, or acquaintances, and tell them to tune in. Join this discussion today on Voodoo Theology. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on some political ideological bent. It's not based on what Nancy Pelosi or AOC and the squad might think or say. It's based on the eternal Word of God, the Bible, the truth book. It's based on the book that is without error, without mixture, and without any fault. There are a lot of folks today that will try to find fault with the Scripture, try to say there are errors in the Scripture. I found down through the years, by the way, when somebody starts telling me that they believe the Scripture has errors in them, I'll just give them a piece of paper and a pen and say, would you write down a few of those for me? And I've not found one yet will take my paper and pen and start writing down what they think, where they think God's made an error and has given us something that's false or is an error in the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to base our decision on the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus made a very dogmatic statement, if you want to use that term. He said in John 14, 6, I am truth. It is knowing Jesus Christ that we know the truth. It's the reason Jesus said, if you continue in my word, God's word, the Bible, Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, then you're my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says, I am truth. And then he furthers that understanding of truth, ladies and gentlemen, where Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that should carry the weight and the authority in anything that we say or do, every decision that we make, every time we make a decision based on an issue or problem or difficulty. We need to search for what God's Word would have us to do and say. This is the reason it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, for us to know the book, to study the book, to study the Word of God, to meditate on the Word, as God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. Meditate on the Word. Stay in it day and night. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. That is looking at the Word of God straight through the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell a number of years ago who said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I think that's a profound statement back many years ago that is applicable to today and the society in which we're living. In fact, the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made a very powerful statement about truth. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death. Let me challenge you with that. It doesn't matter what they're saying about COVID-19. It matters very little what they say about the marches and the demonstrations, the riots and the looting and the theft and the burglaries, the arson, the murders that's taking place. You listen to CNN, the Communist Network News, and they'll tell you all of that's peaceful. That nothing, don't you pay attention to your lying eyes. Just listen to what we're saying. It's what they want you to understand. Simply, that is not true, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand truth. We need to seek it, live it, defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment and about lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. They can answer all of your questions, ladies and gentlemen, about all of the equipment that they sell. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right where the gigantic flag flies, the U.S. flag flying there on a pole. I understand about 165 feet in there. Gigantic flag flowing 24/7. Find Old Glory, the flag flowing, the intersection of I-295. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I get increasingly burdened and increasingly concerned and majorly saddened by what I see in society today in relationship to what people are saying theologically and doctrinally and biblically. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I've talked about for many, many years is the lack of knowledge in society. No, it's not just the lack of knowledge about political issues. It's not just about the lack of knowledge about the societal issues that we're faced with today. It's not just about the lack of knowledge of education. It's not just the lack of knowledge, generally speaking. But I'm talking about the lack of knowledge about central biblical truth. Central biblical truth. I find that most Christians, even if they've been saved 30, 40, 50, 60 years, are totally, can I say this bluntly? Totally ignorant of the Word of God and what God's Word says. This is the reason it's so dangerous today for so many voices in the world. You can turn on radio or television or jump to the internet, and you'll see and hear such a large variety of biblical theological teachings. The vast majority is simply not biblical truth. Simply not biblical truth. If you hear someone preaching and teaching that God, before the foundation of the world, decided who's going to heaven and who's going to hell, you know that's false theology. If you have someone telling you that you don't have to be born again to be saved, that's false theology. If you have someone that's telling you that you don't have to pray the sinner's prayer and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and save you, that's false theology. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a vast majority that is being taught today that is simply yarning, spinning, has nothing to do with the centrality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The vast majority are simply not sticking to the Word of God. You'll find about four different kinds of theology out there today, ladies and gentlemen. And I have taught this from the pulpit. I've taught this from the classroom and the college and university. I'm trying to get Christians to understand what is taking place, to be able to decipher and discern and understand truth, to separate truth from error, and to understand what the Word of God really says and not what some Dr. Johnny Come Lately might say in relationship to the Word of God. The first thing that I want us to understand is that we find today what I've called cotton candy theology. Cotton candy theology. You say, what in the world is cotton candy theology? Well, it looks good. It's fluffy. It tastes good, but it's simply not filling. You might have that cotton candy theology on Sunday, but it's not filling. It doesn't carry you through the week. It doesn't give you principles and theological, doctrinal, biblical truth to hang on to when the problems come in life. It doesn't fill the vacuous void in the heart and the life of people today. And this is the reason I have been so adamantly opposed to so many new pop-up churches across America. Just about every street corner, you've got some dude that's started a following and set up a church and storefront or wherever it may be. Not necessarily anything wrong with a storefront church. That's not the point of the broadcast and what I'm saying. There's a whole lot wrong when Dr. Johnny Come Lately, or whatever he may call himself, decides he's going to give a name to an organization so that it doesn't offend anybody. It's just like some Bibles that's published now by some of the major Bible publishing houses that's published for use in the Arabic countries and the Arabic language. They left out any mention of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They've left out everything about the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when asked about it, they said they didn't want to offend anybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, cotton candy theology is designed to keep from offending anybody. The gospel will offend. The gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be divisive. If you say this is what the Word of God says, you're going to divide the audience very rapidly. But if I just tiptoe around it and paint a beautiful, rosy picture of what the world's like and how we need to ask God for this, that, or the other, demand that God take care of every need, and promise that somehow, some way, you're going to be happy, you're going to reach a higher level in your walk with God even tomorrow. It's cotton candy theology. Then there's the goosebump theology, ladies and gentlemen. Goosebump theology. You say, what in the world is goosebump theology? Goosebump theology makes you feel good, makes you happy. It makes you happy about yourself. You know, you need to feel good about yourself. You need to have positive thinking. You need to name it and claim it. You need to look at it on the basis that it is simply that which makes me feel good, so it must be all right. You know, there are a lot of things out there that make you feel good, but it's not biblical. It's not all right. It's not something that will sustain you day in and day out. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing on television and by way of radio and on internet today. And I found during the course of these past several months in particular, when so many churches were locked down, closed down, sequestered in the closets, hiding under the bed, because after all, government says something out there is going to get you. It doesn't bother you at the grocery store. It won't bother you at Walmart's or at Home Depot or Lowe's. But if you go to that place called the church, that scareburger, the invisible enemy called COVID-19 is going to get you. And during the course of that shutdown because of COVID-19, I understand that multitudes of folks have been watching and listening to and following false theology, false doctrine. I've talked with a number of people in the past several weeks that indicate that is potentially a problem. It's cotton candy theology. It's goosebump theology. It looks good. It tastes good, but it's not filling. Or it makes you feel good, but it simply doesn't sustain you when the hurricanes in life come. You see, there's a need, ladies and gentlemen, to study the Word, to know the Word, to meditate on the Word, to be able to defend the truth of the Word of God. There's a need to know the book, as I was told so many, many years ago by a theological person that had a depth and breadth of the knowledge of the Word of God. Know this book was his admonition to me. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that's what needs to be the principal calling today. That's the responsibility of any pastor standing in the pulpit any place, is to preach and teach, thus saith the Word of God. But the multitudes today are preaching and teaching cotton candy theology, goosebump theology. And then, ladies and gentlemen, there's the other theology that they call kitchen theology. Kitchen theology. You say, what is kitchen theology? It's simply put this way. It's teaching something that you've derived yourself. You've gotten a little verse here and a verse there and a verse over there. You've tied them together. Well, you can go to one of the texts in Ephesians where it says Judas went out and hung himself, and then two or three verses later it says, go ye therefore and do likewise. What's wrong with that? That's the way many people take the scripture today. It's just simply the Columbus system. You open the Bible wherever it falls, and you seek out and land. And wherever you land, that's you're going to use that to preach and teach a doctrinal, theological untruth rather than being the truth of the Word of God. I never will forget many years ago on a Wednesday evening preaching through a series in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, and dealing with the ecstatic utterance is called tongues talking, speaking in tongues. Perhaps you've done that. Perhaps you think that's biblical. Perhaps you say, well, I've experienced that. Doesn't make any difference what you've experienced. You need to ask, what is the source of that experience? This is the reason 1 John says we need to test the spirits, the plurality of their spirits, S-P-I-R-I-T-S. You've got the Holy Spirit, and you've got the unholy spirit. You've got the Savior's spirit, and you've got the satanic, demonic spirit. You need to test the spirits. But on that occasion, had two or three young ladies sat in the back of the worship center on that particular Wednesday evening. And after I'd finished the teaching, they came up and wanted to challenge me and chide me of what I had said. And each time they'd ask a question, I'd simply go to the scripture. You know, that's old-fashioned, but that's what I did. I just went to the scripture. Well, this is what the scripture says. This is what this verse says. This is what this verse means. This is what God's word says. And after about 45 minutes, and I realized I was wasting my time. After about 45 minutes, one of the young ladies said, well, I don't care what the scripture says. I know what I believe. You hear that? That's kitchen theology. That's kitchen theology. So what you find today, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call cotton candy theology, goosebump theology, kitchen theology. That kitchen theology simply says, I know what I believe. I don't care what you say that the Bible means. I don't care what you say in relationship to scripture in context. Are looking at, for example, the book of the Revelation, it's chronological. It's chronological, regardless of what some say. It's a scene on earth, a scene in heaven, scene on earth, scene in heaven, moving forward chronologically for what's taking place in the days of the tribulation. There are those that will say, the millennial reign is taking place in heaven today. Well, show me that biblically. No, that's kitchen theology. They've determined that's what it means, and that's what they're saying. It's kitchen theology. There are those that will say the marriage supper of the Lamb takes place on earth. Well, it's in heaven, based on Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, 8, and 9. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to study the scripture and understand the scripture. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up in the believing of a lie, a demonic delusion that is, I simply call, cotton candy theology, goosebump theology, kitchen theology. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a summary for those three theologies, and it's simply called voodoo theology. Voodoo theology. That's a simple term for a very complicated theological diatribe that's being presented in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're listening to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we encourage you to call. That call-in number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Perhaps I've stepped on your toes. Perhaps I have triggered a question in your mind, your heart, as to what you're being taught from the pulpit, whatever denomination you're in. Now, I'm not an advocate for either denomination. I'm just simply telling you we need to be a central biblicist. What does the Word of God say? Following the Word of God in context and not simply pulling it out and using it as cotton candy theology or goosebump theology or kitchen theology, which all summary is nothing but voodoo theology. It is simply made-up theology. It's taking biblical verses out of context to build a doctrine or to preach a message or to teach some special knowledge that no one else has ever found or seen. Tons of folks are doing that. An individual on radio broadcast recently said, I know I'm not a premillennialist, I'm not a postmillennialist, I'm not a mid-trib person. I'm just one that is pre-wrath. Sounds theological, doesn't it? It's simply false theology. False theology. And yet there are a lot of folks who will get caught up and say, man, he's brilliant. Listen to him. Listen to what he says. He must know what he's talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called voodoo theology. Some of the voodoo theology includes things that are taught like this. I'm going to give you some overviews of some voodoo theology, ladies and gentlemen. And I pray that it will stir you to the point that you'll be challenged enough to study the Word, to meditate on the Word, to believe the Word, to trust the Word of God. Be like the Berean Christians, to check up to see if it be the truth. Berean Christians, even with the Apostle Paul and others preaching, they said, and I'm going to put it in the Youngblood vernacular, they said, you guys look good, you talk smooth, but we're going to look at the Scripture and see if what you're saying is truth. We need to teach people, especially from the pulpits, ladies and gentlemen, people need to be taught what does the Word of God say in context, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book. Otherwise, what is the big old book called the Bible given to us for? Why did God give us so many words if we're to just simply nonchalantly slough them off and simply pluck out little nuggets and build a doctrine of theology out of that? Voodoo theology includes things like saying, well, you know, God's predestined some to heaven and some to hell. And the person has no choice, because after all, God's sovereign. And God's sovereignty, he's chosen before the foundation of the world who he wants to save, and therefore a person can be lost and do nothing about it. That's voodoo theology. It doesn't make it any difference if it's a renowned radio broadcaster that's saying that or your local pastor saying that. It's called Calvinism. And Calvinism teaches voodoo theology. Calvinism, for the most part, rejects the rapture of the church. Calvinism, for the most part, says that the millennial reign is taking place in heaven today. Calvinism says that man has no free will, that because God is sovereign, God saves whomever he wants to, and you cannot pray a simple prayer. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever hear a person say it's by God's grace or you're saved, that's true biblically. But then if you take that and add it to that God is sovereign and you cannot pray a simple prayer, you can listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is important. This is urgent to understand. How is a person saved? How is an individual blood-bought Bible saved? Is it something that he does or that God does? I've used the term salvation, God thought it, salvation, the Holy Spirit wrought it, salvation, Jesus Christ bought it, and he paid it, the price for your sins and mine on Calvary's cross. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. But how do we receive it? If I tell you I've got a free gift for you, but you need to work for it, that's not salvation. That's not a free gift. But if I tell you here it is, and I reach out with my hand to give you that free gift, it must be accepted, it must be received, or it's not a gift. A gift is not a gift until received. How do you receive that free gift called eternal life? By saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I confess that I'm a sinner. Come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save me. Help me to live for you because you died for me. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for us to recognize voodoo theology. That individual speaking might be sharp as a tack. He might have the vocabulary down to a gnat's eye. He might understand the King's English backwards and forwards. But if he's wrong theologically and doctrinally on that single term, everything else is voodoo theology. I don't care how well known he is. Don't care how many broadcast networks he's on or she's on, whoever it may be. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that voodoo theology says that some have been predestined to hell and can do nothing about it. It's double predestination. And some Calvinists say, we don't teach double predestination. But if God has predestined some to heaven and the others are left out, what does that mean? He has predestined them to hell. Never will forget, a number of years ago, my wife was talking about somebody that she knew back when she was growing up. And someone said something to him about coming to Sunday school and to worship service. And he said, no, I'm lost and I can't do anything about it. God has to make that decision whether or not I'm saved or not. And only in eternity, only in heaven will I know whether I'm saved or not. Ladies and gentlemen, that's sad theology. That's false theology. That's voodoo theology. Ladies and gentlemen, just because God is sovereign, and he is, the sovereignty of God means that God has everything under his power, under his authority, and under his control. But God created us as free moral agents. Go back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He created them to be a volitional choice, as a volitional being. God said, don't partake of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They did. God said, don't. They did. They heard what God said. They disobeyed what God said. They made a volitional choice because we're created as volitional beings. We make a choice for salvation or we make a choice for hell. You say, but I don't choose to go to hell. If you say no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you made a definitive, direct, eternal choice to put yourself in that place called hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about voodoo theology. It includes things like God has predestined some to heaven and others to hell. Second part, another portion of voodoo theology, some teach that salvation is by works. You have to be good enough to go to heaven. You have to do enough good works. Ladies and gentlemen, in conservative Jewish culture, it's called mitzvahs. And their position is that when we stand before God, he's going to weigh the good deeds we've done. They'll be on a balance scale. And if there's enough good deeds to outweigh the bad deeds, called mitzvahs in Jewish theology, if we have enough mitzvahs, then we're going. God's going to say, come on in. You've done so many good things. You've given to the given food to the hungry. You've given clothes to the naked. You've given shelter to those that didn't have a place to stay. You have been benevolent with your money. You've given to all kinds of foundations and causes. Come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't work that way. That's a truth, by the way, a false truism that is taught by Jehovah's Witnesses. It's taught by Mormonism. It is taught by the overwhelming majority of cults. It is taught by Roman Catholicism. Though they might talk about Jesus, you may be a Catholic that's listening. Perk up, listen up. Don't turn your radio off. If that's what you believe, ladies and gentlemen, you will miss heaven and gain hell. There's nothing about salvation that is brought about by works. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, the scripture says. We're saved by faith and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the grace of God and the faith in the shed blood of Christ. It is for by faith are you saved. It is through grace that we're saved. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could get to heaven and find one dude there, if I can use that term, that's in heaven because he or she did enough good works, there'd be enough pride talk that we'd not be able to stay in heaven because we couldn't put up with the pride talk. Look what I did. Look what I did. Ladies and gentlemen, turn in your leisure, turn to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Look at about verse 20 and following. And you'll find Jesus himself speaking. In that day, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord. That word Lord is the word kurios. Means owner, master, controller. Lord, Lord, owner, master, controller. Have we not done great works in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? And I paraphrase that. Have we not sung in great choirs? Have we not led a lot of folks to Jesus? Have we not had a lot of crusades? Didn't we build a lot of church buildings, et cetera, et cetera? Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of good works taking place today, but good works won't get you to heaven. Good works is simply voodoo theology. Voodoo theology. Not only do we see those that are preaching and teaching Calvinism, that is predestination. It's called covenant theology. It is looking at the sovereignty of God and denying the free will of man. And then you have that which is taught by many of the Christian cults today, including Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, and many, many others, that you can get to heaven by good works. Some will teach also, ladies and gentlemen, that you're not good enough to go to heaven. You will go to purgatory. You will be in purgatory until you pay the priest enough to pray you out of purgatory. You'll be in limbo. You're not good enough to go to heaven. You're not bad enough to go to hell. And you'll simply be there a while until you have been cleansed enough that you can be transported then to the place called heaven. It is false theology. It's voodoo theology. Purgatory does not exist. That place called limbo does not exist that many teach and preach today. It's totally voodoo theology. Ladies and gentlemen, then the next that we need to understand, some teach and preach that a kind of loving Heavenly Father will not send anybody to a devil's hell, but will eventually usher everyone in to the throne room of God. That's universalism. Universalism. This is the reason you find so many teaching that today, because it's easy to believe as it's universalism. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He loves us too much. He's going to save everybody. One day, everybody will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's voodoo theology to the nth degree, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news, and we'll come back and we'll continue to talk about voodoo theology and some other false doctrines that's being taught today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.